K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you back in friendly confines of Kansas City, Missouri, on this Monday night edition, October 27th, 2025. Short time listening to this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the podcast. A look ahead to what's going on in the MHK. Before we get into all that, of course, make sure you do. If you've not already subscribed to this podcast, what are you doing? We're coming up to Halloween, obviously, this week, and we're coming up to the end of this month. Man, crazy, right? But anyways, make sure you do. So if you like what you're listening to, this Everyday Kansas State podcast, Spotify, Audio Boom, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Number two, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R. Number three, EDID Podcast Podcast. One more time for y'all K-State Nation. Bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats on Podbean. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Don't forget about the three. People are or missing that, and that's why they cannot find it. If you don't have the three in my name, then you completely missed it. But yeah, make sure you have the number three in between my last name and first name, and in podcast, you'll be able to find it there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, doing a reverse. And I'm stealing this thanks to the K-State sports social media pages. I'm stealing this right from them, because usually we talk about the weekend, right? We're only going to talk about the week for K-State Athletics, right? So, right as of right now, what's going on right now currently? Well, the annual ALS Halloween game on the baseball field for K-State. Of course, K-State, what did they do? What did everybody do last weekend over the weekend? Beat Kansas. Even the K-State baseball team did that. So they're currently, as I'm currently sitting down getting ready for, as it's about to kick off at Arrowhead with the Washington Commanders and Kansas City Chiefs after recording this podcast. They're about to kick off in a couple minutes. And right now going on is the ALS Halloween game. I almost want to say ALCS, the American League Championship Series. Of course, that's a baseball reference. That's for the postseason. But now they're in the World Series. That's a whole nother podcast there for you there. But for K-State, that's what's going on right now. Earlier today, the women's... Wait, hold on a second here. Yeah, the women's tennis team was back in action. We'll have to recap that. They were at the ITF Sumter Classic earlier today. And if I get a report or see a recap, we will definitely talk about that. The women's tennis team has been very active here in the fall schedule of 2025. And of course, why not, right? And along with Monday Night Football, Monday Night Basketball with K-State Women's Basketball. And of course, if you've not looked already, or you're just joining on to this Everyday Kansas State podcast, Tarleton State preseason game for the K-State Women's Basketball team on the road, about to tip off, or probably has tipped off already about that there as well. Then you turn on a Tuesday, it continues on with women's tennis with the ITF Sumter Classic there tomorrow, and then Wednesday, middle of the week, more ITF Sumter Classic for the women's tennis team there, and then volleyball coming off the upset win. 14th ranked KU, we beat them. But anyways, they come off that win there. Can they build off? Now they can continue there, and let's just sneak this one in here, because we kind of forgetting now, K-State Women's Volleyball, they've been on in the middle of a 5-match road trip. And now this trip's going to end in the state of Utah, playing the pair of Utah teams. But first up, Wednesday night, will be Utah at 8 Central Time. 8 p.m. Central Time, folks. Utah. So that will be interesting there for this K-State Women's Volleyball team there. That is on Wednesday, folks, at 8 there, as the regular season continues to wind down for the women's K-State Women's Volleyball team there, sitting now at a pretty good 11-6 overall record. And then Thursday, it is soccer at home, the regular season finale. We just got done recording the postcast yesterday of the unfortunate loss on the road in Lubbock with this women's soccer team. But the women's soccer team will wrap up the regular season at home in front of Purple Nation, Buser Family Park. And let me say it again, they will, even though no matter how this goes, they will finish for the first time in K-State program history, soccer program, under for new year, new head coach, first year, Colleen Corbin. Kansas State women's soccer will have a winning season. Can you believe it, folks? Man, it feels good saying that there as well. And really, I mean, nothing. Obviously, the season's not done yet. They're still going to have Big 12 tournament usually there as well. So that's huge. Huge step. Building blocks, right? I say this. It's my favorite words to go to on either podcast. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. A look ahead. Doing a reverse. We usually look at the weekend preview, which we might still do that, but stealing a page from the K-State media social media books here, taking a full look at Monday through Friday, the week ahead for Kansas State in the MHK. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, recording here on this Monday night, October 27th, 2025. This will come out tomorrow at some point, probably tomorrow morning. There as well, as the week is just got started there. So soccer hosts Iowa State. That's 6:30. The Big 12 slash regular season finale there as well. And then Friday, we're getting down. We are getting down. Friday is going to be oh so busy. Cross country in the Big 12 championships there meet. That's Friday morning. And then women's tennis right back in action. So they're going to be busy through majority of this week, it looks like here. They have an off day on what? In between the ITF Sumter and the Thunderbird Invitational, they have one off day this week. If everything kind of goes on schedule, because we know things kind of get out of whack sometimes with some sports and or other if something emergencies or whatnot. But yeah, man. So you have that Thunderbird Invitational for the women's tennis team right back to work on Friday, and then you have volleyball there. And they conclude their five-game road trip with a trip to 17th-ranked BYU. That's in prime time, 7 o'clock Central Time there. So women's volleyball, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they can carry that momentum through the state of Utah. And then, I believe, for the first time in 2025, the men's basketball regular season will get started officially on Halloween night, Friday night, Newman comes in the Brambles Coliseum and take on the Kansas State men's basketball team. That is also a 7 o'clock tip. Volleyball is on the road, so their first kind of activity gets started at 7. And Manhattan, Kansas, welcome to the 2025-26 Kansas State men's and women's basketball season. Wave the green flag, baby. Wave the green flag. Newman, K-State, 7 o'clock. And, of course, K-State, men on the men's side anyways, lost their preseason game against Missouri last weekend by 9. So, I mean, hey, fresh, everybody starts with a fresh slate of games here. And head coach Jerome Tang, associate head coach Matt Driscoll and company, PJ Hackerty and company, will look to start on the right foot against Newman on Friday night. And if you're new to this podcast, we try to cover everything possible, have recaps, news updates, postcasts, reaction editions after every K-State Athletics game or match or invitational. So we try to cover all things K-State sports. That's what we're all about here on this podcast. We don't focus on two sports, anything like that. Nope, we don't do all that. We try to get everybody some love here on this podcast. That's what's so unique about this podcast. That's why I started it. Wanted to do something slightly different than all the other K-State podcasts out there. And look, shout out to the real pros of K-State media. They do great work. But I wanted to do something a little bit more different. They're trying to get everybody involved. We're trying to keep women's sports and all that other stuff as well. There's plenty to go around. And it looks like we got a full ass slate of activities here this weekend or this week across the board for K-State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely, we'll do the best we can. But we know we're going to be on top of it. We try to be on top of it. If not, then following next day as well. So definitely, we'll have y'all covered. And I advise you again, this is why you want to stay up to date on the latest on K-State Athletics. This is a podcast right here for you, baby. And I have not said that in quite a while there as well. So a big-time look at K-State in the MHK this week. A big slate of games. Volleyball concludes their five-match road trip. The soccer team, right, ends the regular season at home and you have to start a men's basketball on Friday night. And of course, going on right now, I got preseason with the K-State women's basketball team. See, they all mesh together. See, against right now Tarleton State as well, and probably might have postcast of that. We'll see. It's going to be quite the Tuesday. Quite the Tuesday for yours truly there as well. So that's kind of a look at the week ahead for Kansas State Athletics. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. Where I have a chance to record Kansas State content again. I advise you, if you're not already subscribed to this everyday podcast, please do so. Please do so. iTunes, I had a brain freeze for a moment. Sorry. Spotify, iTunes, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, make sure you add this to your library of podcasts for Kansas State University. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. And I will work tonight on getting the latest episode. Which is the host's birthday on Tuesday, fresh content's going to be out over on the Podbean app. So definitely, if you're interested in that, download the Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Kansas State episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.